Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
And joe@rte.ie. Jasheem Uddin, you had a very frightening experience in your own home just over a week ago now.
Yeah.
How are you, Jasheem?
Hiya, how are you?
Tell me what happened to you just there the week before last.
Yeah, just we just live beside a shopping centre in Nice, where a shopping centre like an never been opened, you know.
Yeah, this is the shopping centre. There's been a lot of written and talked about it, that it's been built but not opened.
Yeah. We just live right beside the shopping centre, and last few years from the shopping centre, like young kids, they keep throwing like stones, stainless steel pipes, timbers, bricks, whatever they can from there, they throw in the houses, you know.
And so, yeah, so your estate, the estate you live in, is backs right up against this empty shopping centre.
Yeah. And a week ago, they just throw a 10-foot long stainless steel pipe through our windows. And we nearly been killed like at that time, you know. But we have a small kid. She's only 7 years old. Luckily, she wasn't that time in that room, you know.
Okay, so you were in the house yourself at the time when this happened.
Yes, I do. Yeah, because there's a guy who was a plumber. He was trying to fix. We have some problem at home with the sinks and the washing machine, you know. By the time that happened, the man was there as well, with me. Just
okay. So you were in the house. You the plumber was in, and you weren't in the room when this happened. Then you were in another room.
No, we were just in the kitchen areas.
And you heard the big crash, basically.
We heard a big crash. Myself and the Tom, who was the
plumber.
Plumber, yeah.
So yourself and Tom ran in, and the room where this iron pipe came through the window is actually the room where your baby daughter normally would sleep?
Yeah, baby daughter.
Who's just 7 weeks old, is she?
Yeah.
So, very shocking and very worrying, and very lucky, of course, that your daughter wasn't in the room at that time, because that could have been very serious.
It's not even only the daughter and the wife. The area they throw the pipes, myself and the Tom, we were there just a second ago, like, you know. We both lucky as well.
Oh, yeah, if it had happened a few seconds beforehand, you would actually have been hit by that pipe.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Myself or the other guy, Tom. Yeah.
And could you see where it came from? Did you see right away what was happening?
After then, when we heard the bang, we just out the door and we saw there's a few people in the shopping center, you know. Uh-huh. And it looks like they're brave. They're laughing, and it looks like they hit the target, you know.
So you think the people who did this were the people who were laughing down at you from the shopping centre?
Yeah. Then after a few seconds, they threw the wood as well, like a timber board.
Yeah.
And Tom just asked me, what happened there? Like, I said, look, Tom, we are living here like a number of years and this thing happening. And we call guard as well a number of times. It's like nothing changed, you know. So then he said, like, look, you don't, not like yourself. Nobody has to leave, like, this sort of fear. That's really terrible. Myself can be killed as well. Second ago, if I'm there myself, let's go. We have a look who is there inside, you know? And by the time he already called the guards, the Tom.
Tom called the guards.
He called the guard as well. But after a few minutes, the guard already arrived, and myself and Tom were just jumping in the shopping center, and he saw the five young fellow there, and I called him as well because I was outside, and I called him the plumber because the guard came in our house. Excuse me. So then the guard was
Okay, can I just stop you there, Jasheen, yeah. Because you're Bangladeshi origin yourself, are you?
Yeah, I'm from Bangladesh, yeah.
But you wouldn't be the only Bangladeshi family in that estate?
No, we have, there's a few more. I think there's 4 families live there.
Okay. And you say this has been going on, as you say, for a number of years because this empty shopping centre is beside you. But do you think that you were targeted because you're a Bangladeshi? Do you think there was any racist motivation here behind this attack?
Can be. You know, sometimes I really do appeal, yeah, because we are not from here. That's why maybe they target us, you know. And to be honest, like even during the day or whatever, in the night time, my wife like is scared to go in the garden. Even myself, before we go to the back garden, we just had to look maybe 10 times if anybody up, like in the shopping center, you know.
Because missiles have been firing into your back garden from there.
Yeah, yeah.
And do you have a 7-week-old baby? Do you have other children, Jesse?
Yeah, I have 2 other kids as well.
What age are they?
2 boys. One is over 7, one is over 6.
And presumably they want to play in the back garden.
No, we're all afraid, like, you know, to go. Like, whatever happened the other day, like 2 young fellas, they don't want to sleep at the night time in our house. They said, no, we're not going in our house. You know, so I try to, like, just convince them, look, the guards arrest them, so the bad people are gone. So don't worry, let's go, you know. You can sleep in the home.
That's a desperate, a situation to find yourself in your own home. Jasheen, have you had any, you know, bad comments about you know from people down there in relation to, you know, where you come from?
No, not really, no. No.
So your issue really is with these people who are going up on the shopping centre beside you there and just throwing missiles down into the houses and into the back gardens in your estate.
Yeah, yeah.
I think we've got Tom, the plumber, on the line. Tom, are you with us?
I am, yes. I'm listening in.
Tom, that's very scary incident.
It was close.
Describe. Where were you standing?
Well, there's a little small extension kitchen on the back of the house. So if you imagine a flat end of the house, a small extension on the back. We were just at the back door beside the child's bedroom, which is downstairs. Josh uses the downstairs bedroom for the child. Now, I've been out the backyard trying to look for drains. It was blocked drains and a couple of taps don't work. And just general stuff was doing. We come back in and we're chatting and the bar came through the window. I actually thought I'd left something off balance. It was my fault or something had happened. But Josh explained to me that this had been happening to him for months. This had been an ongoing situation. But he just said, this is the worst I've seen, Tom. This is the worst I've seen. So I rang the guard straight away. I said, this can't be going, because I could hear them up in the top level of the car park. They were still making noise. They weren't running away. They were hanging about. As I'm talking to him, he's explaining that this has been an ongoing issue. He's got holes in his roof where the water's coming through the roof. Next door neighbours in the same boat. They've got damage. They can't go into the backyard. There's debris all over the place. Another length or square piece of timber came just floating out off the top of the off the top of the car park, just indiscriminately going wherever it wanted to go. And then something else came out after it, so I said, right, let's go in and get them. So I just said, come on, jump in the van, let's go. So we rang the Garda, and Josh had said the Garda had turned up, like the Garda always turn up for him. But by the time they get there, these kids are in hiding in the premises. The guards can't actually go in. So I don't know if they know this or not, but they were just staying inside the premises and the guards couldn't go in after them. So they were never caught for months and months and months. But that day was a different day.
So tell us what happened.
Well, we drove up to the side of the building. I couldn't figure out how to get in or where they were getting in because there's rays of wire up along one side of the building. But at the front gate, we could see the top of the front gate was bent back a bit of timber. So it's about 7 foot tall. So I climbed that and went into the building to see if I could see them. They were up on the top level. I could hear them on the top level, but I could not figure a way up there. I was walking around the level I was on because it's all derelict. There's stairways that go nowhere and just kind of end in the middle of nowhere. So in the meantime, Josh had stayed outside and then he rang me. While I was talking on the phone, they made from the bottom, from the top floor to the bottom floor. I couldn't figure out how they were doing it or where they were doing it from, but eventually they appeared out on the middle floor where I was. So about 5 of them walked across in front of me, not knowing I was there. I just crept up around the side because I knew they were going into a dead end. I'd been in that area already looking for a way up to the top level where they were. And as they came out, I just said, hey, you guys, they all scarpered and I grabbed one. held him, and in the mealtime when I put him to the floor and held him down, I knew the guard were on the way, because I'd spoken to the guard a couple of minutes ago and I told them they're in here somewhere, I can't actually see them. But the guard had said, I give them the choice, I'd either flush them out and you guys wait outside and we'll see if you can pick them up on the outside. And that's what we were going to do. I was just going to make noise and shout and flush them out of the building and the guards could pick them up on the outside. But when they came around the corner, I just put the phone in the pocket and said, hang on, I might be able to get one. So I grabbed one. All you need is one.
Were you not worried? I mean, there was five of them.
I thought they were kids. I didn't know they were adults.
Right. But even so, five of them, one of you.
I didn't know how many were in there. It doesn't make a lot of difference anyway. It really doesn't. You know, someone's got to stop it.
And did you have trouble holding down this
No,
guy?
He complied fairly quickly. I put him on the floor within a couple of seconds and he complied very quickly after that.
So you sort of made a citizen's arrest, really?
Yeah, well, I just pinned him to the floor and held him. Like, I didn't, you know, do anything to the chap. I just grabbed him, held him, locked him down, locked his arm up, knocked his face down to the floor and said, don't move. So he didn't. He had no choice, really, to be honest with you.
And how long did you have to hold him in that situation?
I had to hold him there for a couple of minutes while I made sure that the other lot had cleared off. I was kind of worried about my back at that stage. But they'd all cleared off. I picked him up, put his glasses back on him and walked him out to the gate. By that time, I sat on the floor there so he couldn't run and waited for the guard car to turn up. So the guard car appeared at the far side of the door. Here's your taxi. Up and over the fence. And he did. He got up and went over the fence.
Right.
And the guards waiting from the far side.
Okay, now we have been talking to the guards. They've confirmed that a man was arrested, has been released without charge, but the investigation is ongoing in relation to this. But Tom, you are the absolute have-a-go hero in this story, aren't you?
Hello?
I don't know about have-a-go hero. Would you not just, you know, the man can't live like that, you know. As well as that, when you're from a foreign country, you're a little bit on the back foot. So, you know, you don't know what to do. You kind of, you don't want to get stuck in and sort it out yourself, so... You know, he just needed a little bit of help.
Well, let me just ask, Jashim, are you still there?
I just want to say, while we're on the air, because Tom also the other line, I just want to tell you something. He's like a superman to me the other day, you know. Can you hear me?
Yes, absolutely. You're saying he's like a superman for you.
He's like a superman for me. If you know there the other day, it's like, because this we are suffering like every day, sort of, you know. So if you know there, I might call the guards. Maybe God never came in, you know. So because he called, that's why guards turned up quickly, you know, I think.
And do you think something might change now? Because obviously you've been living with this for a long time.
I don't know, be honest. Even my neighbour told me yesterday, that somebody else was there as well. Like, even after that happened, you know.
Because it is an intolerable situation. It's very difficult to understand how it can be allowed to go on and that all of you are living afraid to go out into your back gardens now.
Yeah.
Tom, did you get a sense that you know, that these guys might have gotten a fright out of this now and that there might be a change here?
Well, you would think that they got a fright out of it. It's been on the papers. This guy's possibly going to be charged with something. You know, so the realisation comes home. Bloody hell, we did something wrong here, you know. And it was indiscriminate. I think it was indiscriminate more so than pointed at people. The shape of the building kind of hugs around the shape of four houses. So it just happens to be nearly directly over, 20 metres away from the wall, 10 metres away from the wall, directly below the car park.
So you think it's just mindless antisocial?
I think it was just mindless, you know. I don't know, though. I can't be sure. Because Josh did say that the gate behind his house before was broken and were making the way in that way. But I don't know if it's the same crowd, you know. You don't know if it's two or three different groups of kids that are hanging out there. Well, these are adults, not kids, but you just don't know how many of them go in and out of that building. You see, the security is gone and the cameras don't work. So they can do what they like.
Right. Well, look, let's hope there has been that will teach some of them a lesson to some degree. Tom, well done on your intervention. Jashim, I hope the situation improves for you down there. 51551 is our text number.